So what's happened in Mission this year, they introduced a new program, and it's a compost bin called a rot pot. And basically, you can it was given to every resident and that has curbside pickup. And basically, you put all your food waste materials in there, as well as you can put a small amount of, you know, yard clippings or something like mm-hmm. that. But so it's not anything different than people are putting in their regular garbage cans. It's just now that they're having a separate bin to separate it out. So basically, with Bearaware, what we're trying to tell people in Mission to do is that people need to be securing both this new compost bin, which is called a rot pot, and the regular garbage can. So that means either in a shed or in, you know, in a garage or indoors or something like that. And I understand the issue with, you know, some people don't have garages and that. Myself, I have a carport, so I don't have anywhere to store mine, but I've been storing it in my laundry room. Now, I know there's an issue with smell sometimes, but layering it with newspaper really helps, as well as freezing that really smelly material, so any bones and things like that, if they can be frozen until the morning of pickup, and then people can put it out. That's another way to have that smelly stuff that's not in the garbage. So, but in Mission, they do have a bylaw that states that the garbage is not to be put on the curbside until just before 8 a.m. on the morning of pickup. So what we're asking people is to follow that bylaw and not to put their garbage out the night before.
Okay. And the people that, you know, have gone so far as to buy the bear-proof bins, what is the issue with why they can't be picked up curbside? Why do you have to sort of transfer them over?
Well, it's they're very large bins, the bear-resistant bins. I think Port Moody is a community that has the setup, and they have bear-resistant bins. I know that Coquitlam does use them in certain areas as well, but it's the way the garbage trucks, I think it has to be, there has to be a lift installed or something because they are so big. So basically our garbage system right now, we're not set up to be able to pick up those large bins because they have to be unclipped and then they have to be loaded by the truck. Basically right now, if people are getting those bins, that's only basically for a storage situation if they don't have a carport or a garage. And so, yeah, they would still have to transfer it into their regular household curbside bin that they could put out in the morning of.
And do you think, like, in the future, as more and more cities start to do this sort of thing, do you think this is something that Mission would look into to sort of, I guess, make it a little easier for the people in the area?
I think so. I think that Mission has really stepped up this year. This is the first year that we've had someone in my position as a Bearaware community coordinator. So they've recognized that over the past couple of years that there's been a real issue with bears in the urban area. So, you know, they're doing a lot. We also have, they also created some new street signs that lets people know that they are in bear country and that they should be storing all their food waste and pet food and all that kind of stuff indoors. So they are really trying to, you know, get on board with this. And I think it's something that they will look to in the future, but of course it's always, there'll be a cost to it.
For sure. So would it be accurate for me then to say that you guys are in the early stages in the first year of the Bearaware program, but will be, you know, making other adjustments and considerations in future years?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. This is our first year, so basically we're just sort of getting the program going and sort of trying to educate the public. And basically my focus, although there's other bear attractants, like things like bird feeders and you know, dirty barbecues and fruit trees and stuff, my main focus has been the garbage because I recognize that it is the number one bear attractant that's bringing bears into our community. So we've just been focusing on, you know, getting people to keep their garbage in until the morning of pickup and, you know, just talking to residents and hopefully getting everyone on the same page.
For sure. And have you noticed, like yourself, has there been, like, more bear sightings, bear nuisance calls this year than normal, or?
Absolutely. Last year, Mission had about 250 bear calls for our area for Mission. Already this year, I'm up to about 400, and we're not even hitting the peak of the season yet. Right now, coming into the fall is when we're really going to be starting to see the bears again because they're trying to fatten up for the winter. So in the next month or two, it's going to the bears are going to be out a lot again.